Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello and welcome to another Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily podcast on what is, of course, the last day of the week. Hurrah! It's Friday. I hear you all cry. No, you're probably all in the pub anyway. Well, if you are in the pub, it's quite early because I'm guessing most of you are listening to this in the morning. So if you are in the pub, hello, Alan Brazil. Anyway, we start this podcast with a bit of Queensbury Wolves chat because Eddie Hearn was talking to our very own Don McGuinness, saying that White Hart Lane, oh, it's not called that anymore. Well, it is in this podcast. Could be the host for the Joshua Pulev fight this summer.
The preference is a UK fight next. I do believe that having sold out Wembley twice and Millennium Stadium twice, that he still wants to look at other regions. And when we talk about the Democratic Republic of Congo, you know, we kind of joke about that. But the idea behind that event is to stage it in the same arena in Kinshasa that the Rumble in the Jungle was held at. That's like, that's forgetting money because it's not as lucrative as a Middle East fight. That's, you know, to do that on the resume is something quite special. There's all these things to tick off the boxes for AJ, but right now we want to just get it in the diary. Next one, Kubrat Pulev, end of May, early June, in London. That's what we want.
Now time to check in with Big Alan Brazil on the Alan Brazil Sports Breakfast Show. He had the Spanish football writer John Hernandez on, and old Johnny Boy was saying that Lionel Messi could be on his way to Manchester. Come on, United. It's going to be amazing playing under Oliver. Oh, yeah, I forgot he knows Pep.
I think many people in Barcelona, especially the fans of the club, are really worried about that because it's the first time, I think, that the biggest star of Barcelona just make publicly that critic to the sporting director, to Abidal, and that creates a really big controversy around Barcelona. Could be a chance for other clubs, could be a chance for Man City that always been around Leo Messi. He wants to win. He's a very competitive guy. And he understanding that now Barcelona is getting in a problems to get trophies because that situation doesn't help. And could be a chance, yeah. Why not? Definitely it's possible, no? But that guy is a top guy. He can do whatever he wants at this moment of his career.
Time now to check in with the ginger fella on Drive. Of course, I'm talking about Adrian Durham. He was talking about rice. Oh, I tell you what, when I have a curry, that's the Declan, yeah, that's what I meant, Declan Rice.
We were talking a little bit about England's midfield options yesterday, and both Darren Bent and I had Declan Rice in our six midfielders for the England squad at Euro 2020. There was a little bit of a rumble on social media after that about Declan Rice not being any good. Well, I mean, listen, West Ham are not very good. He is part of that West Ham side. So just want that discussion about where we're all at with Declan Rice, because having seen him a couple of times this season already, I still think he reads the game well, and he's a victim because he's got a load of fantasy players who aren't prepared really to do any dirty work in defending, playing in front of him all the time.
Spot on. I mean, he's still very young. He's learning on the job in a very poor team, let's be honest about it. And I look at it with Declan Rice. I kind of celebrate his career, released at, by Chelsea, age 14. He's got his chance with West Ham in Ireland. He's now with England. He's linked with big clubs. He's still young. You talked about his tackling, his positioning, his versatility. I mean, what more do you want from a young kid? And I think You're right. He's in a team that has got a lot of fantasy players, and he does all the hard work. But I think that comes to the same. The position he's playing in, Aid, I think a lot of players are like that. You only have to go back to Gareth Barry, Eric Dyer when he first came on the scene, and Tottenham fans loved him. But we all loved him for a moment, and then suddenly he's rubbish. Henderson is now starting to get a lot of respect, I've seen from the media and ex-footballers about the way he plays, but he's been bagged for the last 5 years, if we're going to be honest about it, at Liverpool. It's only since they won the Champions League he's starting to get some credit.
Do you know, it's an
and
interesting
I think he plays
point.
In that position, Aid.
It is, yeah. I mean, an unspectacular position, and Henderson got a lot of grief, and maybe some of it was because he wasn't playing particularly well at a certain time under different managers, but if you look at him now, he's clearly got a lot of talent. He's clearly a very good player. And there's a manager at Liverpool who's getting the best out of him. And you wouldn't even dream of leaving him out the England 11, I don't think. Declan Rice is doing what he's doing in a very poor West Ham side. Ooh. But I look at him and the way he reads the game. And I think that this is exactly the kind of player that England need. I think the alternatives, he's better than all of them in that position. He can also be a centre-half if needs be as well. When you look at, say, Eric Dyer's only 26, but if he was in the next England squad, I think we'd all be really shocked, wouldn't we?
Right, let's head over now to Jim White and Natalie Sawyer on the mid-morning show, or the Jim and Natalie show, as no one really calls it. Glenn Johnson was their guest, and he was talking about the summer transfer window and close a little bit later, which is, of course, great for all the clubs. They can now do all their panic buying on the 31st of August. So a real big change there in the transfer window.
Once the season starts, you want to be focusing on the season, because you work in pre-season in terms of shape, personnel, tactics. Then you start the season, and then your campaign could change, because you look around the dressing room and think, well, he still wants to leave. He's trying to leave. He wouldn't mind taking a leave. And now someone else is still coming in. So now all the work that you've done in the last 4 weeks is kind of damaged, because you've now got a new guy, or your key players in that formation, whatever, are now gone.
Yes.
So I think once the season starts, then it should be everyone focusing on their fixtures and the window should be shut. Everyone's got their own agenda. 80% of the squad will obviously be fully dialed into the game plan, but then you only need a couple more outside of that that, like you say, they might be protecting themselves, might say, oh, I'm a bit injured today, so I don't want, just because they know what might happen tomorrow. So yeah, for me, I think you just take away all that discussion, all the uncertainty, and just from the first game, the windows are shut.
Let's head back now to Big Al on the Breakfast Show, and alongside him was Little Sam. Now, not you thinking Big Sam Allardyce, is called Big Sam Allardyce. And I should be saying Big Sam. But of course, Big Sam, set next to Big Al, can only be Little Sam. Even medium-sized Sam next to Big Al. Even if you compare their heads, it's like comparing a tiny little tennis ball to a massive beach ball with sunburn. Anyway, this is Little Sam with Big Al talking about Son's penalty.
Ali's first time ball is precise. On to Son. Goes round the goalkeeper and brings him down. Penalty.
Where was the contact? What we're seeing now is that there's a penalty given and VAR have okayed a penalty with no contact.
Astonishing. Well,
because we've just run that. Well, it's not VAR again, Alan. It's not VAR. It's the referee sat there and saying to the referee on the pitch, it's still a penalty, carry on. Oh, no, I'm sorry, you've made a mistake there. Yeah. And him thinking, well, you know, have I upset the referee?
Time now to check in with Paul Hawksby and Andy Jacobs. And if you are a fan of their show and you listen to this bit that's coming up on the podcast, feel free, if you see them over the weekend, to tap them on the shoulder and tell them about the good work that they've done. Not because they like to have a little pat on the back, because, of course, they would have forgot about the last 5 days.
That's an important point. Before we get on to last night's game. Yeah, I was going home after the show last night. Same thing on the Jubilee line.
Yeah.
No, on the district line.
Mind your own business.
Mind my own business. Thing is, turn around, the woman next to me, I can see she's in trouble. She's going to develop the worst nosebleed you've ever seen.
Oh, really?
I know. So her friend's sitting across the road and she's handing her tissues. And I'm saying to her, would you like to sit here?
Yeah, because I'm
next to your friend.
It's like a Sam Peckinpah
film. Oh, no, it's okay. She said, it's okay. So she stood there in front of me, handing. It was like Denny Mancini tending to Henry Cooper.
Really?
During the fight against Ali.
You needed a cut.
Honestly, the cut.
Get the iron on the adrenaline on it.
Yeah. Oh, that's thinking, where does this happen?
So why is it always you, Andy?
I have no idea.
So
honestly.
Did she get off the...
No. Eventually, fortunately, it did stop.
It stopped, did it?
I did think of offering her some medical advice, and I thought, you know what?
But then you realised you weren't a doctor.
Yes.
You could have been, but you never really
just
bothered.
Just in case it went wrong, and then she decided to sue me. So
what,
I decided...
What was the medical advice you were going to offer?
I think it was lean back.
That's not really medical advice, is it? You couldn't charge for that.
Pinch your nose at the top like that and lean back.
Does that one work? Let's ask the listeners.
That's why I didn't advise her, because I wasn't sure that was exactly the right thing.
Yeah, it wouldn't be great if she's sitting there starting to choke on her own blood and say, this is where I get off. Good luck.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. So I thought... No,
or woman
nothing.
Gurgling on the floor. Maybe the listeners can clear this. What's the best way to stop a nosebleed? Case Andy's on the... Because it's going to happen to him again, let's be honest. The same woman's going to bite into an apple, going to bang herself in the nose or something, and he's going to get a nosebleed as well. So, I don't know how you do it. Nothing happens to me. I get on the train, I go home, that's it.
Well,
nothing happens.
I agree. This just happens to me two days.
You're like a mayhem magnet, aren't you, really?
I am. That's my name.
So, what a solid performance by Spurs last night. I think the words never in doubt weren't far from my lips throughout the 90-odd minutes.
How did you win that game?
I've got no idea. I did say to you, I've spent quite a lot of time under a fantastic manager who would play wonderful football where we dominate possession and ultimately lose. And I'm now going to have to get used to a manager where we have 25% of the ball, two chances compared with the opposition's 26, and we win. So maybe I'm just going to have to get used to it.
You're listening to TalkSport Daily.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Let's head back now to Little Sam alongside Big Al on The Breakfast Show. And Big Sam was saying that Jack Grealish could play for Barcelona or Real Madrid. Yeah, maybe he could, Little Sam. But let's not try selling to other clubs. He's coming to United. All right.
You know, normally the rumours are true, Alan, aren't they? There is an interest. And I think that the way he's handled himself, for me, watching the games I've watched when Villa are playing, even though some are only highlights, he's the key element in everything that Villa seem to do in terms of assists. He seems to have scored a few more goals as well.
Yeah.
This season.
9, I think. Compared with 5 assists, something like that.
So he's looking like a real player, and he's handled the Premier League like he should have always been there whenever I watch. And I think that that is going to create a massive interest across the European clubs because of the quality of play he shows on the ball, the calmness, the final pass and the finish now. So it wouldn't be beyond the bat that the club like that would be looking for, looking to him. I think the only problem would be is, can he handle it?
Mm.
Can you handle a Barcelona and can you handle a Real Madrid?
Yeah.
And
what do you think, Sam? Is he up to
it? I would like to think he would be on how calm he's been stepping up from Villa into the Premier League.
Time out here from Darren Goff, who of course was back on drive alongside Adrian Durham. We're talking about Jeffrey Archer, who is of course out of the Sri Lanka tour next month, but could still play in the IPL. Bit of a boast, that, isn't it? I've not heard from Jeffrey Archer for years. I mean, he wrote a few books back in the 90s, but that's about it.
I'm glad he's got this injury, because there was a small minority were saying that he wasn't really injured, and the scan showed up no pictures, nothing wrong with his elbow, and he was pulling the ladder up. Obviously not. He's going to be out for 3 months. He's got this low-grade stress fracture of the right elbow. It's not a nice thing to have if you're a fast bowler, especially if you're a fast bowler. But I'm going to give you some breaking here as well, because it's interesting, this, with Jofra Archer, because Rajasthan Royals, after the ECB said but he's not going to be playing in Sri Lanka or the IPL, the Rajasthan Royals, the team at the IPL, have tweeted this. Just got to say, been working with the ECB to help Jofra Archer secure a speedy recovery, and still hope to see him in a Royals jersey this season.
Wow.
And that is just after England have ruled him out for Sri Lanka and the IPL. So I get the impression here, what's happened there is, but they've spoke to Jofra Archer and said, oh, well, are you going to be fit? And Jofra obviously won't want to lose that contract he's got with the Rajasthan Royals. He's probably said, oh, yeah, I still want to play in the IPL. Let's see how it goes, my rehab goes. And but for them to tweet that out, that's going to cause problems straight away. And I also did some digging, along with my friend Sam Allard, who's always keen to join Drive Time. But England bowlers in all formats in 2019, just take into account, Aid, but he didn't play for England until May, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's bowled the most overs of any bowler in England across all the formats in 2019.
Wow.
He bowled 400.5 overs. Broad was second in 367.4 overs. Stokes were third with 336.2. And in the whole of the world cricket, again, considering he missed the first 4 or 5 months, right? He was the sixth most overs in world cricket in all formats. And we wonder why he's a young lad whose body's not ready for it yet. Is he now injured? There's your answer.
If he does play for the Royals in the IPL...
I can't even imagine, Aid. And that's why I think it's a big story, this. Rajasthan Royals tweeting that. ECB already ruling him out of Sri Lanka and the IPL. They made sure they said, and the IPL. And then for Rajasthan Royals saying they're working with the ECB to make sure he gets a speedy recovery, and we hope to see him in a Royals shirt. So they're planning on playing him in the IPL.
Okay, this is for the ECB to tweet what they tweeted, and for Rajasthan Royals to tweet what they tweeted. Something is missing here. So, I mean, where if they're working, if the Royals are working with the ECB, why have the ECB said he's not going to play at the IPL?
Mate, the IPL runs the world of cricket. India runs the world of cricket. There's your answer. Rajasthan Royals are relying on... There is their best player. Rajasthan Royals are desperate for him to be at the IPL. He makes their team with the way he bowls at the top of the innings. He can bat down the lower order and he bowls Yorkers. He's a massive part of their team, and they've invested in him and kept him on their playing staff. Didn't go back up for re-auction. They kept him on, retainer. So they feel as though they want him there, because they've put all their money, their investment, into that one player.
Quick reminder, of course, you can hear the second one-day international between England and South Africa. It's live on TalkSport 2 from 10:30 today. Now, that's nearly it for the podcasting thing, but of course, some of you may be aware that I wasn't on Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar last night. So you're probably thinking, oh, we can't have the best bits because there can be no best bits if I'm not on it. It's a very good point. So let's find out if you are, shall we?
Callum, welcome to the show. How are you?
All right, lads.
Yeah, very, very good, mate. Come on, what do you want to say, Callum?
I'm a Plymouth Argyle fan, and to be honest with you, I'm not interested in watching the Premier League. I'm not bothered, especially now this season. I've watched it before. But it's boring. Jason, all you ever bang on about is the top clubs.
Yeah.
The Premier League this, Premier
Correct.
League that.
Correct.
You never give any light to the lower league teams.
That's
you don't
it.
Give a monkey.
He doesn't watch it. He doesn't watch it, Callum. He's not interested. He's not interested in the good stuff.
No, and I'm a fan of, you know, Plymouth is the largest city in the UK to never have a top flight club.
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew that.
You should be ashamed then. If that's the case, you should be embarrassed, Callum. That's nothing to phone up national radio and boast about. You should be ashamed of your village.
Of my village?
Yep.
It's a city.
Don't take it, Callum. Don't bite, son. Don't bite.
And actually, why should I be ashamed? I'm a proper football fan.
Proper. What do you mean proper? What is proper? Yeah. Callum, what does proper mean?
I go to Argyle games every week.
Yeah, but Callum, what does proper mean? When you these lower league fans say proper, what does proper mean? Just try and explain that to us.
I'll go home and away. Mm-hmm. I don't leave if we're losing. I stay if we're winning.
Yeah, and?
Brian Lowe's doing a fantastic job.
And I think
all I ever hear...
Callum, and explain to me what makes you different to any other football fan in the Premier League, League One, League Two, or Championship. You say proper fan. Oh, the only time you ever hear proper fan is from teams that watch lower level football. That's the only time you ever hear it.
No, that's rubbish. That's not right.
Well, you've just said it, and you back up the rhetoric that I've just said. Lower league football fans love to say proper fan because you watch lower standard football.
Well, we are proper fans. You look at, you take Manchester City as an example, right? They fill about half their stadium. They're proper fans. They have this big fancy stadium. They can't even fill it. They're not proper fans. They're there for the money. That's all they care about, Manchester City. All these big clubs, the only ever time they set out is when they play another big club. If we play in Colchester at the weekend.
Sorry, who? Sorry, who? Sorry, Kat, who'd you play the weekend?
You're out of order.
No, just...
He is. You are out.
No, don't take them in. Who you play the weekend? Who?
Colchester.
No, you got Macclesfield. Is it Macclesfield? No, you got Colchester. That's right. Sorry,
I've. Don't you call him out? He knows what he wants. Yeah.
No. Just are you going? Are you going, Callum?
I am.
Oh yeah.
Is that all right?
No, it's fine. I just want to make sure if you're a proper fan.
Well. That's all right.
Just want to make sure if I'm speaking to a proper fan. Are you going to Salford the week after?
I've got a wedding actually that weekend.
Oh, so you're not a proper. That's convenient.
Jay, he's a proper fan. Callum, I've enjoyed that. Thank you very much for coming on and backing us up, mate. Cheers. Top man, have a good one.
Cheers, mate.
Top man. See, Callum knows. He's a proper fan. Home and away. He's not glory hunting. He's not turning up for the big bucks.
Clearly not being a proper
fan. Or the £60 million players. He's turning up week in, week out.
Of all the fans to dig out Man City, right, what they've been through over the last 15 years, of all the fans to dig out, he's got an absolute cheek. Plymouth fan. Get that. A Plymouth fan. Digging out a Man City fan.
Oh, wait,
I never thought I'd ever hear it on TalkSport.
Green Army!
There you go, Andy Goldstein, Sports Bar, without me on the show, proving it was a waste of time. That's nearly it. Just a reminder, of course, if you've not downloaded this already, how are you listening to it? You liars, you obviously have. But in case your mates go, oh, I like that, where'd you get it? You can say Acast, Apple Pods, or Spotify. Now, before I go, let me tell you about some huge games of football you can hear live on the TalkSport Network over the weekend. From 12:30 tomorrow, that's Saturday, live commentary of Everton against Crystal Palace. Then at 3:00, one you'll probably want to miss, it's Sunderland v Ipswich, that's in League One, live on TalkSport 2. And then back to Premier League football, the proper stuff, it's Brighton v Watford on TalkSport from 5:30. That's it. Thanks so much for listening to another podcasty thing. Hope you've enjoyed it. If not, it makes no difference to me. You know, you didn't pay for it, you get it free, so stop whinging, you lot. God dear. Honestly, people like you make me sick. Anyway, have a great weekend. Thanks for listening. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.